This is The Record. Wild is a film, the true story of a woman who took to the Pacific Crest Trail to find herself.
Oh my God. What have I done?
I'm sorry you have to walk 1,000 miles just to...
Finish that sentence. Why do I have to walk 1,000 miles?
Happy trails, Cheryl.
That was from the film Wild, starring Reese Witherspoon. It's an adaptation of Cheryl Strayed's memoir. Thousands of people have read her story, and thousands more will watch it on the big screen. And some of them are going to think, hey, that worked for her. Maybe it'll work for me. The people who manage the Pacific Crest Trail, all commonly known as the PCT, are seeing the results of that. Jim Haskell is a trail information specialist for the Pacific Crest Trail Association. He told me that Wild has made his job a lot busier.
Day to day, I'm just getting more phone calls and emails and more attention to our website. But fundamentally, I still just spend all my time helping people get out on the PCT.
More people means more wear and tear on the trail. What happens when more people are hiking on the trail?
Well, I have a dream job, right? I'm the trail information specialist. I get to speak about the Pacific Crest Trail and just obsess about it. And a lot of people are really very passionate about the PCT. So thankfully, almost everybody that goes out wouldn't leave the smallest speck of trash out on the PCT. So it's in remarkably good shape. But large numbers of people still have impacts, and the PCT is fragile. So we're worried about water quality issues, large number of new campsites. It's really important that people are safe with their campfires and only have campfires when they're appropriate. There are lots of issues, and together I think that everyone can protect the PCT.
There's no flush toilets on the PCT, so what about the issue of poop?
Poop, yep. It's a gross issue. So we've all seen it, you know, walking down a trail and you see somebody's toilet paper on the side of the trail. So it's really important that people pack out their toilet paper and bury their waste far from trail, water, and campsites. And really, you need to plan ahead and prepare so that it's not an urgent matter when you need to go to the bathroom. And then one last tip that we're trying to spread is sometimes people use what we call the rock and roll method, rolling a boulder over and then going poop underneath the boulder and then rolling it back. The bad thing about that is our volunteers build trail reinforcements with those rocks.
Ooh.
So we go out and we pick those rocks up to maintain the Pacific Crest Trail and
with gloves,
find
I hope.
Your poop. Yeah, we use gloves, but it's still disgusting,
yeah.
Right? Nobody wants to volunteer to do that. So don't use the rock and roll method. Bury your feces 6 inches to 8 inches deep.
Now, one of the plot points of Wild, both the book and the movie, is that this hiker, this woman portrayed by Reese Witherspoon, is woefully ill-prepared for the trail. Has that message gotten across from people who've read the book and the movie? Are they going out prepared as the protagonist of the book and movie was not?
Yeah, Cheryl Strayed was actually a very experienced day hiker, but you're right, she didn't have any backpacking experience. So that's something that the PCT community has been really interested in. It's not enough to just go to an outdoor store and buy equipment or to do online research or read a book. You really do need to learn in person.
So I want you to put your movie critic hat on. You've seen the movie twice. How well do you think the Pacific Crest Trail is portrayed in the movie, the images we see?
Well, the scenery shots in the movie Wild actually don't paint a real picture of how beautiful the PCT is. The real story is even more stunning. Our public lands in the western United States on the PCT are truly magnificent. Wild does do a great job of showing the transformative experience of hiking for months or weeks or even days out on the PCT, and it really does capture that kind of emotional growth and some of the funny moments too, like the thru-hiker sitting around a campfire or the hobo times coming by and mistaking Cheryl for a hobo. Those things really happen, and it did a great job of capturing that.
Jack Haskell, Trail Information Specialist for the Pacific Crest Trail Association. Pierce County resident Carolyn Burkhart is an avid Pacific Crest Trail hiker. She was long before it made it to the big screen, and unlike Cheryl Strayed's story, she hiked the entire trail.
They read about it and think that she did do the whole trail. And it's like, yeah, well, we forgot the Sierras. The Sierras are the biggest challenge to begin with.
And Carolyn Burkhart would know.
My trail name is Ravensong, and I do hike the trail from Mexico to Canada in 1976 by myself. And as far as we know, I was the first woman to solo trek the PCT.
Carolyn Burkhart says it's changed a lot since then, and Wild put even more people on the trail.
There are bigger groups that go marching on by. I stopped off the trail, and there goes a big group, and there goes another big group, and it didn't used to be like that.
But at the end of the day, Carolyn Burkhart is happy to see other people discover the Pacific Crest Trail.
The wilderness is fantastic. It's a wonderful place to be, and it is a way for people to have some time to simply be and think through things.